This is Act Locally Waco on KWBU.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State. WACO, know the world around. Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.
I'm Carlos Morales, and with me as always is Ashley Bean Thornton to take a look at events happening in Waco. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Carlos.
So tonight, Friday, June 17th, we have a lot going on, right?
Right. Well, we're heading into Juneteenth weekend. Mm-hmm. If everybody's familiar with Juneteenth, it celebrates when the Emancipation Proclamation finally made its way to Texas.
Yeah.
And so this whole weekend, there's a couple things. But a couple things that are happening tonight. One is a fun talent show that is going to be at the Brazos Event Center on Elm Avenue. It's free. Starts at 7 o'clock, and there will be performers of all ages doing singing, dancing, poetry. So that's a great way to start off your Juneteenth celebration. And then also a really neat thing that's happening in town this weekend is the Bridging Our Differences, Embracing Our Diversity Storytelling Conference.
Oh, yeah.
They're convening in Waco this year. They have an excellent keynote speaker. His name is Charles Temple, and he is a world-renowned expert in using storytelling in conflict transformation and resolution circumstances. So that's fun. So if you're interested in the whole conference, that's a couple days, and tickets are $80 to about $150. But you don't have to go to the whole conference to enjoy the storytelling concerts. Those are only $10, and all this is taking place at the Spring Hill Suites Marriott.
Very cool. And also starting tonight and continuing throughout the weekend, the Waco Children's Theater is putting on a presentation of The Jungle Experience, which is a combination of The Jungle Book and The Lion King. Mm-hmm. And that's for between $8 and $12. And that starts tonight at 7 and continues throughout the weekend. And that's going to be at the Lee Lockwood Library and Museum. And also starting today and continuing until tomorrow is Hewitt's Dog Days of Summer. So it's a nice summertime event. You know, tonight they'll kick it off with some music at Warren Park, and they'll have food trucks, and I think they're even going to have a doggy race. Wiener dog races, yeah. That starts tonight at 7:30 and continues until Saturday, and that'll be at Hewitt Park. But, you know, that's not all that's going on Saturday. We have a lot more, right, Ashley?
Yeah, Saturday, the Juneteenth celebrations really kick in full force, starting out with the parade that the Syntex African-American Chamber of Commerce sponsors every year. That the parade itself starts at 10. People start lining up at 9, and that starts on Elm Avenue. So that's a lot of fun if you like a parade. And then later on in the afternoon at about 3 o'clock at Brazos Park East is the big Juneteenth Family Fun Day celebration. That is pretty – we're now the largest event in a 100-mile radius that celebrates Juneteenth.
Wow.
This Juneteenth Family Fun Day. So that's a lot of fun. This year, thanks to City of Waco donating the space at Brazos Park East, it's going to be free. So there's always lots of neat vendors there and all kinds of information about resources in town. And, of course, music all afternoon. So that is a fun way to celebrate heritage, history, and family.
Yeah. And also on Saturday is the big One Book, One Waco kickoff reveal.
Right.
So that's going to be down at the Central Library, and there'll be music. Venus Envy will be performing, and the first couple of people to get there will get free copies of the book. But, you know, there'll also be copies to check out. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you could just check out what the book will be this time around.
Literally, check it out.
Check it out. Yeah, literally. And also on Saturday at the Central Library as well. So if this interests you, you could just kind of stay. Hang out for a little bit. But it's Worldwide Knit in Public Day. So I didn't know that was a thing.
Right. Knitters unite.
Yes. So, you know, you could take, either a 7x9 square contribution to work on a, like, collaborative blanket together to knit a blanket with other people. Or if you have your own personal project you'd like to just take and show off, you can do that. You know, and that's free and open to the public and all knitters. And that's at 1 p.m. at the Central Library.
Yeah, that's fun. And then another really interesting thing that's going on Saturday is a little workshop called Writing as a Healing Practice. It's going to be a free panel discussion. It is going to be at West Waco Public Library, which is the one kind of in the Target Shopping Center, from 1 o'clock to 2:30. And you'll get to hear from a panel that's going to include a cancer survivor, a war veteran, military family member, and a poet who uses therapeutic writing with neglected and incarcerated youth. So if you're interested in the idea of writing as therapy or writing as a healing practice, that's a free event and should be really interesting at the West Waco Library at 1 o'clock.
And this weekend is also Father's Day weekend. So to kind of celebrate that, there will be the father-daughter golf tournament, which also encourages girls to get involved in, I guess, golf.
Right.
And that'll be at the Lake Waco Golf Club. And it's $10 per ticket or $25 per team. And that's going to be 3 p.m. at the Lake Waco Golf Club.
Yeah, fun. And if you are hungry for football, missing your football, here's a little warm-up event. The annual Blondes versus Brunettes women's flag football game that benefits the Alzheimer's Association. This takes place every year. A lot of fun. It'll be at the Waco ISD Stadium on New Road. It's $25 a ticket, and Holly Tucker's going to sing the national anthem, and there's all kinds of an after party with food and drinks, and it just should be a lot of fun. There's prizes, golf bags, coolers, grills. Kickoff's at 5 o'clock. It's $25, and it benefits the Alzheimer's Association.
Very cool. And on Sunday, Father's Day, you can take dad, granddad, to the zoo, and they'll be able to get in for free. So it's free admission for dads and granddads, but everyone else, you still got to pay regular price.
Right.
And that's going to be at Cameron Park Zoo. And coming up this week on Monday, we still got a lot going on in the area. Monday, there's a brown bag lunch and genealogy session over at the West Waco Library. So Hank Bloomer, he's a retired architect, historical reenactor. He's going to be talking about the history of steamboat transportation and how it impacted early Texas and settlement. So if that interests you, if you're a history buff, you want to be there for that.
Yeah.
And so that's at the West Waco Library at 12.
Yeah, interesting. And then Tuesday, a couple of neat things going on Tuesday. I want to let everybody know this is actually a monthly event. It happens every month. But on Tuesday is the monthly meeting of the Syntex Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Mm. They have their meetings once a month, and they're open to everyone. Cost is usually about $10 to pay for lunch. And it's just really a terrific networking opportunity, particularly if you're a business owner. And I wanted to particularly point it out this month because the topic is going to be fitness fun for everyone. So that's a good summer topic. They're going to talk about Little League and special needs park and play, and the City of Waco Parks and Recreation is going to be there. So if you had never been to that lunch meeting, I would highly encourage it. That'll be on Tuesday. And then another thing that's going on Tuesday in the evening at 5:30 p.m. is the Crop Walk is an event that comes up every year in about October or November that raises money for hunger-related ministries, both in Waco and in the wider world. It's a fun walk that happens in November to help raise money. And if you're interested in getting involved in planning that walk, they are having a meeting at 5:30 on Tuesday at 7th and James Baptist Church in the Luschner Building.
Oh, cool.
So if you're interested in helping plan the Crop Walk, Tuesday is your day to make an appearance.
Perfect. And on Wednesday is the Midsummer Night Concert Series, and that's over at the Carlene Bright Arboretum on Bosque Boulevard. And performing this week will be The Elephants. So that's a free event open to the public, and that starts at 8 p.m. And on Thursday, wrapping up our look at the week ahead, So on Thursday, wrapping up our look at the week ahead, a pretty interesting event happening over at MCC's campus. It's a babysitter basic training.
Yeah.
So if you're looking to make some extra cash on the side,
right,
you know, learn all the basics about, you know, what to do, what kind of games to play, safety, just all the things that are involved with being a pretty good babysitter.
Right.
You can go to this workshop. Registration is $90, and that's going to be from 10 a.m. on Thursday to 3:30.
Yeah. And then a new play is starting at the Baylor Theater also on Thursday. It's going to run from Thursday through the 25th. It's called The Pavilion. So if you liked Our Town, this has been called an Our Town for Our Time. Oh. It's supposed to be poetic and funny and romantic and philosophical. So all the things that you like from live theater. And generally the performances are going to be at 7:30 p.m., but on Sunday they have a matinee at 2:30, and it's at Baylor University. Ticket prices vary, so you can take a look at the website. And then also at Thursday night, the River Sounds Concert Series, which is another free concert series in town, is going to be presenting The Morticians. So they're local favorites, The Morticians, and gates open at 7. These have been moved to the gym, Highlander right. Gym on MCC campus because the river is so high right now. But it's a free concert, a great way to enjoy a summer evening.
Perfect. A lot to do this summer in Waco.
As always.
Thanks again, Ashley, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Carlos.
For more information, visit actlocallywaco.org.